Argument against Proposition 55. In 2012, voters approved Proposition 30 tax increases because we were promised they'd be temporary and end in 2017. Now special interests want to break that promise and extend these tax hikes 12 more years. That's not temporary. Here's the official title from the 2012 measure, Prop 30, Temporary Taxes to Fund Education, Guaranteed Local Public Safety Funding, Initiative Constitutional Amendment. Temporary should mean temporary. Voters supported higher income and sales taxes in 2012 only because Governor Jerry Brown promised they would be temporary. Quote, that's a temporary tax and to the extent that I have anything to do with it, will remain temporary, end quote. Governor Brown, Sacramento Bee, October 7, 2014. Governor Brown promised the higher taxes would only last a few years and then end. Now, special interests want to extend them 12 more years. That's not, quote, temporary, end quote. California's economy has recovered and we now have a budget surplus. We don't need higher taxes. California has a balanced budget. We've reduced debt, increased school spending, put billions into California's, quote, rainy day fund, end quote, and still have a $2.7 billion budget surplus. California takes in more tax dollars than we need each year. That's why the state budget recovered from a $16 billion deficit in 2012 to a $2.7 billion surplus in 2016. Education spending has soared by $24.6 billion since 2012, a 52% increase. Medi-Cal spending has increased by $2.9 billion, a 13% increase. We can fund education, healthcare, and state government without new or higher taxes. Governor Brown has stated, and budget estimates from the legislative analysts show, that higher taxes are not needed to balance the budget. We have adequate funds for schools and other critical requirements. We just need politicians with the backbone to cut waste and prioritize our spending. What we don't need is the largest tax hike in California history, sending billions more to Sacramento with no accountability to voters. Prop 55 targets California's small businesses with higher taxes for 12 years. This measure targets small businesses who often pay taxes on their business income through their personal tax return. Prop 55 will kill jobs, close businesses, and damage the economy. The special interests just want more money to spend today. It's a fair bet that Prop 55 money will be spent to pay pension benefits and other state debt rather than making it to the classroom or building roads. It'll be just like the lottery. We'll never know where the money went. We can't trust the politicians and special interests. The politicians and special interests know California is not facing cuts to any programs now. They just want to grow government by passing Prop 55, the largest state tax increase ever. Check it yourself. California has a $2.7 billion surplus and over $9.4 billion in budget reserves. New and higher taxes aren't needed. California should keep its word. Temporary means temporary. Vote no on Prop 55. It's a broken promise. John Kupal, President, Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Tom Scott, State Executive Director, National Federation of Independent Business, California. Honorable Quinton L. Kopp, retired Superior Court Judge.